Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 14th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Sarah Michelle Gellar and Philip III of Spain. Philip III of Spain was born in Madrid to King Philip II of Spain and his fourth wife and also niece, Anna, so his mum was sort of his cousin. He later married his cousin, Margaret of Austria, who can only really be applauded for not also being his mum. He is recorded in history as an undistinguished and insignificant man and a miserable monarch, which is a bit of a sick burn from history. The only thing you can really say about him is that he was a marginally better ruler of Spain than Sarah Michelle Gellar, and that's maybe because she hasn't been given a shot yet. Happy deathiversary today to George Friedrich Handel, a composer who really had a handle on things. In 1958, the Soviet spacecraft Sputnik 2 burned up during re-entry with space dog Laika on board, a sad fate for a dog whose only mistake was to look good in a helmet. On the bright side, Laika holds a heroic position in the history of space exploration, and the team that launched the Sputnik 2 held the record in the Russian National Most Creative Way to Murder a Dog competition for 20 years. That record broken only in 1978 by a man with three catapults and a half-lion, half-octopus hybrid. Celebrations today include National Dolphin Day and National Ex-Spouse Day. So hit up your former sweetie and reminisce over the specifics of your acrimonious divorce, fully equipped with some sweet dolphin facts. Who's a blowhole now, Doreen? Your guest today is celebrity Andy Zaltzman, returning from his stadium tour again. How are you going?
Well, it's been excellent. I've now taken in the empty stadiums to just touring each stadium. I just kind of walk around the outside for 10 minutes and then walk around the inside of it and then go home. But, you know, ticket sales have been pretty much on target, albeit the target was zero. So, yeah, it's doing well, really.
I'm just impressed at how you managed to have yourself classified as an essential worker for the travel purposes.
Well, I mean, there is medical evidence that laughter is the best medicine. And it's... you know, around about the level of most homeopathy in terms of scientific proof. But, you know, if you know the right people in government, you can basically get pretty much anything to happen.
Well, coming up today, we'll be talking with you, Andrew Zaltzman, yep, about all the latest news in royalty. But first, some headlines. In the news today, doubts about the ability of the accidentally elected Wiggles government in Italy to rule during this difficult time have been laid to rest after former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was exposing himself during a live public broadcast. The Wiggles government was elected in January after a glitch in the online voting system allowed babies with iPads to vote and has only remained in power by being objectively better than all the alternatives. Berlusconi crashed into the official government live national broadcast Zoom meeting, appearing on screen during lunchtime as a penis with googly eyes. Though additionally disclaiming responsibility, Berlusconi's penis was apparently recognised by at least 400 independent citizens and one dog. Berlusconi then claimed that he had accidentally turned on a Berlusconi's penis filter and was unable to turn it off, but Zoom representatives claim there is no such filter. Dorothy the dinosaur, who was chairing the meeting, has refused comment, though she was seen at the time miming vomiting off screen. And in response to speeches by Donald Trump recommending the purchase of large quantities of the as yet unproven drug hydroxychloroquine, factories in India have ramped up production of earplugs so that people don't have to listen to more ads for a company he has a financial interest in during already difficult times. Whether or not the drug turns out to be useful in the treatment of the disease, I think we can all agree that earplugs are an ancestral remedy for bullshit that remains evergreen. That's all we have time for the headlines section, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if they've already paved paradise and put up a parking lot, you might as well get a good spot so you can carry your bags back to the car. Do you need a college prank but can't pay big money for toilet paper to TP their dorm room? Try putting the hand of your sleeping arch nemesis into half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is an adequate amount to cause big trouble in Little China, if you know what I mean. What I mean is, they'll wet their pants. Apparently, I haven't tried it myself, because I'm not a Half a glass of water, please use responsibly. And a new novel is out by supernatural romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. Night Passions. Night Passions is a highly charged erotic thriller set in the mean streets of downtown, where life is cheap and beer is expensive, but still obviously cheaper than life, which seems reasonable. Sebastian Church is a changeling, born of an unnatural threesome at a satanic 70s swinger night. He is half leopard, half human, half vampire, and all hunk. He keeps his animalistic urges under tight control in his role as a high-paid corporate psychoanalyst by day, but he can't keep denying the call in his blood, and he spends his nights as the star attraction in a supernatural fight club slash nightclub. Brunella is a part-time medium working night shifts on the door of a supernatural nightclub slash fight club to support her dream of becoming a full-time medium. But when she has a vision of match-fixing in the club, she finds herself dreaming of the tall, dark stranger whose aura she can't read. As Sebastian and Brunella are drawn into a web of intrigue and night fights, they must solve the crime together and uncover the sinister undercover nightclub fight club match-fixing cabal while also having sex. What does their relationship mean? Will Brunella ever be able to trust a man who is half leopard when she is deathly allergic to cats? And can a medium with cat allergies and a leopard vampire hunk psychoanalyst gladiator ever make it work? The answer is yes, but it takes a long time to get there. The Guardian called Night Passions one of the most graphic descriptions of a leopard's penis they've ever seen. The Times called Night Passions the second most graphic description of a leopard's penis they've ever seen, but refused to disclose the first most graphic description of a leopard's penis they've ever seen. Night Passions, available now in all airports and under bus stop benches. Buy it now and enter the night.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, Royals news. Andrew Zaltzman, you are our Royals correspondent, having once been hit by the Queen with a sword, although it wasn't a knighting. What's going on in the world of the Royals right now?
Well, the Queen, who is a big fan of this show, incidentally, she has been trapped in the...
Oh, she's our one listener.
She's been trapped in the claustrophobic confines of Windsor Castle. It's going to be very, very difficult for an active go-getting 24/7 kind of girl like her, but she is reportedly keeping busy, practicing hard at her core monarching skills, cutting bits of ribbon with some big scissors, so that when she has to open a new building, she's still got those skills. Being politically non-committal 24/7, she's doing online classes with other monarchs from around the world. Scepter twirling, that's great exercise, actually. due to the weight of the bulbous end of the scepter, actually really works out the finger muscles much better than regular baton twirling. And she's been tapping kneeling mannequins on the shoulders with a sword, just to keep those knighting muscles nicely toned for the resumption of full honorings. And I mean, it's quite impressive, actually. You wouldn't believe the self-restraint it's taken her to get through 68 years of knighting people without ever once treating herself to a cheeky "Hiya, thwack!" Got you, not a proper sword. You should have seen the look on your face. Anyway, you're a knight now. Well done. Pop off and slay me a dragon, or I will f***ing chop it off. Capiche? So, it's just another reason to admire the Queen, that she's restricted herself from doing that. I mean, it's very important, the royal family, during this crisis. I mean, us humble British people, we have been fortunate throughout history to be able to turn to a family chosen by God himself to guide us through difficult times, with the inspirational application of spangly hats and seriously pimped up sets of wheels with horses tied on the front. Never more so than during the current crisis, Prince Edward, the youngest of the Queen's offspring, has, it's turned out he hadn't, as rumoured had suggested, he's not been sold as a collectible souvenir to a Russian oil billionaire. He has, in fact, he's still in play as a royal, and he's been brought off the bench and deployed to travel around the country in a suit of armour, threatening to execute any disloyal viruses, which is a nice gesture of no practical effect, but a bit of historical tradition, and really that's what modern monarchy is all about. Clearly, the great concern in the world of the monarchy at the moment is the brewing revolutionary faction who are agitating for Harry and Meghan to take over the throne. And, you can understand that. They see the advantage in these fluctuative times of a younger monarch who would freshen up the somewhat hackneyed old primogeniture stick, and who, crucially, brings with him a strategic marriage into American celebrity culture, which is obviously could be very, very beneficial for the British economy. And these rumours that they are about to invade just won't go away. And it's starting to make a bit more sense of their self-imposed exile. It's a classic royal revolutionary gambit. You go overseas, you build up support for your invasion, and then you come. It's like Henry VII all over again. And of course, in these plague-ridden times, medieval nostalgia runs very strong. And I think we're starting to see, Alice, the strategic sense in Harry and Meghan's much commented upon move to Los Angeles on the US West Coast. Because it's all about, in an invasion like this, you have to have the element of surprise. Now, obviously, you'd think that a Harry Meganic invasion force from the US would most likely sail with the Gulf Stream across the Atlantic to make landfall in Cornwall or Wales. But that's obviously awkward for Harry on a personal level, with his father, Prince Charles, being both Prince of Wales and Duke of Cornwall. So those areas, very loyal, one assumes, to Charles. So instead, they've stationed themselves in Los Angeles on the West Coast so they can launch a very slow-moving surprise move by sailing with their navy up the west coast of America and Canada, through the Bering Straits and around the north of Russia and Scandinavia, before then invading the British Isles via northern Scotland, which, of course, is a long way from Wales and Cornwall, and also from his brother's power base in Cambridge. So, and Scotland, we know, is a bit restive at the moment with the whole
being sorry to interrupt, Andrew, but is there any truth to the rumours that their fleet will be coming in disguised as a Greta Thunberg yacht?
We don't know. We don't know yet. It's possible. It could be coming in disguised as Jaws. We know Spielberg is a supporter of the Harry Meghan putsch. We don't know. I mean, they have apparently also been stockpiling bouncy castles, because castles are absolutely key to this kind of medieval warfare, and it doesn't really matter these days whether they're made of stone or plastic and air. So, but anyway, the point is, they're by invading Scotland, Harrants, that's his full name, is clearly going to look to seize Balmoral, Castle, one of the great royal residences in Scotland. That's going to be a symbolic show of power before then he then advances south via a series of National Trust properties as overnight bases to attack the royal palaces further south. And it could all come to a brutal head at Sandringham around about mid-August, if my projections are correct.
Thank you for giving us all that correspondent news. Are you worried that you'll be strung up as a traitor?
No, I'm not involved in it. Either. I mean, you can't shoot the messenger, can you? Or, I mean, you might. Can you hang and draw and quarter the messenger? I don't know.
There wouldn't be a saying, don't shoot the messenger, unless people had done it a lot.
Yes. I'm just hoping they'll focus on the BBC rather than me. So.
Fair. That's all we have time for the top story today, because, of course, now it's time for your letters to the editor. And your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes from RC. He says, to Alice, the other one, that's you today, Andrew.
Oh, hello.
And to Christopher D. Skinner too. You're included in this letter, Christopher. I feel very cosmopolitan listening to your fine news program. I'd learn more if you didn't all have those funny accents. By the way, what is Jonathan Pye like? Do you think you could get him to send me an autograph? Yours very truly, RC, too far from the ocean in eastern Massachusetts.
Jonathan Pye very much depends on how you cook it. And if you want the autograph, make sure you ask the Jonathan in question before the cooking process starts.
Thank you for your letter, RC. Remember, anyone can send a letter to The Last Post at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please download this podcast again tomorrow, or download tomorrow's episode tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, a bit of wood. If you sign up on my website...
Does it have a hole in it?
No, it doesn't, but it's the first bit in a build-your-own wooden ventilator kit, which obviously is quite a useful thing. So you're not taking functioning equipment away from the health services wherever you live in the world, but you could have quite a useful, fully operational wooden ventilator if you sign up for the... it's like a part work thing. I think it's 120... weekly installments, at the end of which you'll have everything you need to make a wooden ventilator. But then we've had a few issues with the different bits of wood and the friction between them during the ventilation process that has led to some fires. But hopefully by, in 2.25 years' time, when you've collected everything, we'll have ironed those out.
Thank you so much for coming on to The Last Post again. I know you have to make room in your very busy schedule as a celebrity. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Corbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.